That was it. That was Dude Walker.
Tell us about that reverb.
And echo. Oh, the reverb?
The famous wacky echo.
Well, the reverb was a German model thing, which had German printed all over it, and they basically had to build the back room of the radio station around it. Huge thing. Take about four or five people to carry it. I never saw anything like it before with the reverb that created that sound, but the thing was just huge, and it was not done with springs. It was done with great big huge metal plates inside of the thing. And I understand the station here gave it away.
I wonder who they gave it away. There's a collector's item.
I couldn't believe they did that. But nevertheless, it's wacky, and it's 22 before. Beautiful music at midnight tonight. The station is changing format. I'm Johnny Randolph, and this is really a surprise to everyone, including myself. I've not been connected with the station here for about the past 10 years or so. I've lived down in Danville, Kentucky. But they decided, apparently, they announced it at 6 o'clock this evening. They were changing format, no longer being a rock station, so wacky in the form that you know it, rock and or oldies, will not exist at midnight tonight. We got more tapes coming up, and next, truly, a Louisville legend will be hearing from the Weird Beard. Straight ahead on Wacky. Walk away, Renee. Well, I'm Johnny Randolph here at Wacky and back in town for one night. This has been a strange weekend, Joe. Last night, did a guest thing over DJX, and this time doing the final hour at Wacky, which I might add, I'm honored, absolutely honored to be doing this. I drove up. I found out about the change in format, which is Wacky going to beautiful music at midnight. I found out about it at my house at about 8 o'clock when you folks called. And I can't pick up the station down there at night. And I wanted to just, I figured to come up here and sit in the lobby and listen and just kind of remember about the 11 years or 12 years or so that I was here. And were certainly highlights of my life. But tickled to death to be on the air.
Boy, it was a real privilege for us, though. We just called you on the spur of the moment, John, just to talk to you. And to have you drive up here was more than we had ever hoped for. Well, we were really excited to have you on the air.
Well, thank you. I really wouldn't have missed it. It's a real treat. The guy that was at Wacky, and I guess you were up in Indianapolis when he was here, weren't you, Joe?
Who, Bobby Harper? Is that,
Or Weird Beard?
Weird Beard. No, I listened to the Weird Beard. I came down here in 69, and I used to go to sleep every night listening to the Weird Beard talking about the House of Adams and saying hello to the bus drivers and doing all the great things that he did.
Weird Beard was a devil-may-care type of disc jockey, native of Louisville. Went to Wagner High School, worked at the old WINN when it was a adult contemporary Tony Bennett, Frank Sinatra type station. Had never worked at a rock station before and came over here. Bill Crisp was the program director then, and he hired Weird. We always called him Weird, and brought him over here and said, just go on and have a good time and be crazy. And he was and was here for several years. And then, on a sad note, his son, one of his children, drowned up here in the reservoir in Crescent Hill. And it was a very trying time because there was an enormous amount of publicity. There was about 30 days before they found the son's body. And there was speculation. They felt for sure that he was in the reservoir, but again, they couldn't rule out foul play. So there was an awful lot of that, and it was something that emotionally he really never fully recovered from it. It was very painful being in Louisville and being constantly reminded of that. So he put in for a transfer and went up to Rochester, New York, and worked at Wacky's then sister station up there in Rochester for several years and then got out of radio about 10 years ago. But when he was in radio, he was hot, and he never sounded better than when he was in Louisville. And here is a tape of my good friend, just a Louisville legend, the Weird Beard.
Baby, I can flat dab guarantee it. We'd be so good together. Just don't even want to go into it. Probably get arrested or something. You never can tell. That's Andy Kim for the Big 79. Make it W-A-K-Y. Right, make it. 9-10 W-A-K-Y. Iron Butterfly Time. But a Weird Beard program, I want to tell you, polo. You sweat. Polo used to be a game for the wealthy. Go there.
You're still out of sight.
Music. Commercial free. WAKY plays at least five heavyweight hits in a row. This is for a couple of guys out front and a gold car with a black top looking for a couple of women.
Mary Hill used to hang out in
Jerry Hill Park.
Jerry Hill Park.
I can notice how his voice cracks when he sings that no, but that's cool. That's the way it's got to be. Billy Joe Royal for the Big 79 at 914 WAKY Iron Butterfly. Time for the Weird Beard program. Here's the second of at least five heavyweight hits in a row. That's all right. Eleanor Rigby. Oh, my. I got to get it on to the bone jackets. All. See, it's 917 WAKY Iron Butterfly time, the Weird Beard program. Now, Danny called up a minute ago on the 589-9235. So play a song for Danny and Mary Kay. All right. So I was all set to do that, and then Mary Kay called up just a few minutes later and said, play a song for Mary Kay and Danny. So this is for both of you.
Well, there you go. The legendary Weird Beard at Wacky, and bless his heart, it's good to hear from him again. It's 12 minutes before 12. I'm Johnny Randolph. Here we got Joe Elliott. I want to get, I just saw this fella out here in the lobby. Let's talk to Jerry Shea a second, all right? Jerry has probably never been on this radio station before, but Jerry has worked here for, come on over the microphone, Jerry. Jerry is the only guy in this radio station that was here when I was here, and Jerry is the chief engineer of Wacky and WVEZ, and Jerry has seen a lot of water over the dam, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
Lots of DJs. Turn on your microphone, Jerry. Do you need an engineer to help you there? Jerry came here, I suppose, back in the late 60s, didn't you?
Yeah.
And we're here with the Burbank and all the others, so you've seen a lot.
When I came here, that was really rocking, John.
Really rocking. And we're really rocking here for about 11 more minutes, and then it will be really soft music, going beautiful music at midnight tonight. Anything stand out in your mind about any highlights of any of the people here personally from your standpoint? I know I'm probably putting you on a spot for that. Any strange, funny things happen that you recall, the DJs?
I've seen a lot of things, but...
You can't talk about them on the air.
No, I can't. The main thing, though, is the way that the whole economy has shifted around. The people's attitudes have changed. And me growing up in an era that we tried, the stations try to follow them through, and you get to a point where you want to either start all over again or try something new, and I think that's what we're doing now.
Trying something new. That's right. You know, the... things happen. You know, the advent of FM has certainly been a big factor, and things have changed, like you said, attitudes and whatever. But we did have some good times. We, you know, you were here when the station moved, weren't you?
Or did
you miss that?
No, I missed it.
Lucky you. Especially
that's what I understand.
Well, yeah, you're very lucky there. But I wanted to acknowledge Jerry Shea, who has been, how many years you been here?
I've been here 14.
I mean, you were here longer than Richard the janitor was.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Well, you outlasted him, Jerry. All right.
That's something, Jerry.
Yes, sir. Give Jerry a hand. Hung out there for 14 years. Hey, we're slowly running out of time here. We got a note
Amanda,
here, Gary.
Amanda, Val, and Aaron.
Amanda, light of my life.
Yeah, Val and Aaron are listening tonight to Johnny Randolph one more time.
One more time.
Another one-night stand.
Another one-night stand. Yeah, I've had a few of those, too. All right, let's hear it for Oscar. Well, it's 9 before midnight at WAKY, almost said WKLO, which is where I am now. No, not I'm here now. Never mind. Joe Elliott here. And
well, John,
go ahead, Joe.
We wanted to do this with the help of Gary Clark here. Gary, let me reach this around to you, son. Right. I'm going to knock the control room down if we don't. We wanted you to be the last guy to win an official WAKY Greatest Hits of All Time t-shirt.
Well, all right.
Now, these things are going to be collector's items in about 8 minutes here, John.
It's well put, yeah.
So,
very good.
Wear it on the air Monday morning.
That's right.
WKLO.
I'll wear it on the air Monday morning at WKLO in Danville. I'll also wear it to church tomorrow, too, by the way. That's over well, won't it, Danville? Fun-loving, wacky, greatest hits of all time.
That's right.
Thank you.
When people say, what was fun-loving, wacky, you can tell them, although I bet there are thousands of people in Danville and in central Kentucky who know exactly who fun-loving, wacky is.
Really? I never realized that till I went down there. I've been there about 6 years, and people are constantly telling me about wacky and some of the things that they're doing and have done and whatever. And I never really realized that when I was here because you get so wrapped up in the three-county area, Jefferson, Clark, and Floyd, that you tend not to think about the Boyle County, Kentuckys, and whatever. But they're there.
John, you think we have time to sneak in just a little bit of skinny Bobby Harper, a guy who was here for, what, 6 or 7 months?
He was here 6 or 7 months.
People still talk about
him. That's right. He came here right about the time that Bill Bailey left KLO, and Bill Bailey was the first, Bob Harper was the first DJ that quit when I was program director, and I'm glad to say it was not because I was program director. Then Bill Bailey was the first one that I was able to hire. So Bailey replaced Bobby Harper, and Bobby Harper was quite a phenomenon in the time that he was here. And here's some Bobby Harper on Wacky.
It's 7 o'clock on the Bobby Harper Show from the Big 79. WAKY, it's called Wonderful World and Beautiful People, and a very, very pleasant good morning to you, Bobby Harper, here on the Big 79.
WAKY!
And for the last time, officially at least, let's invite in our little friend with bugle, Robert E. Lee Pruitt. Step through the portal of life, Tiger. Take care of biz, blow that horn, rise and shine up and at him. You can't sleep your life away, and your dreams won't come true if you lay in bed all day, all warm and cozy. You're up and Adam, let's say we all march around the breakfast table one time. Five past seven, 29 degrees, sunny and cold is the forecast today. So I should be around 40. And once again, here's Jack Kane doing his imitation of Charlie Coates.
Louisville Motors offers this message downtown on 5th.
Here come the judge. Here come the judge.
Look at the old girl now, fellas.
See Hello Dolly now showing in its 7th big week downtown at the United Artists D-150 Theater.
Thank you, Dickie. 6 past 7, friends, on WAKY, 7:06 for a Friday morning, January 30th, 1970. Here's the Fifth Dimension.
You hold my
the Fifth Dimension on WAKY at 9 past 7, 7:09 on the Big 79. Notice how everything is tied together, you know? Fantastic.
WAKY.
29 degrees, friends, from WAKY.
Well, Joe, that's pretty good.
That was something. Bobby Harper, he was a legend, only here 6 or 7 months, and doing very well down in Atlanta now, working for WSB, and lots of people still talking about it.
Well, I've been in the back for the past hour, getting things ready for what we're about to do here in a few minutes, and it's been very nice. All the memories bring it back.
Mark, can I just very quickly thank John Randolph for coming
in?
Because John has really made this show just a great success over here in the past couple of hours. Also, of course, to Gary Clark and Mark Starr and Tom Harden and Alan White and to you and to all the people who made this sucker fly tonight. I've had just a great time. It's been quite an experience.
Well, we're here at that point now. We've had 6 hours worth of, I think, of the most fun that we've had personally at this radio station for quite some time. So what you've heard for the past 6 hours has been a spontaneous tribute to 28 years of Wacky Radio. Again, joining with Joe Elliott, I'd like to thank Johnny Randolph. We surprised him at his home earlier tonight, and he got in his car and drove up here to be a part of our farewell party. And, Johnny, we really thank you for it. Well, we're at the point of the evening where we really don't want to believe what we're about to do, but we're going to do it. It's an idea that has whose time has come, and we hope you like it. I would like to remind you, for those of you who still want to hear your favorite music from the 60s, I invite you to tune in to 107 FM WVEZ. Well, now there are a lot of people in the studio with me that are sharing the same emotion as you and I. And following the next two songs, we're going to observe 79 seconds of silence on behalf of Wacky Radio. Again, we're not gathered here to mourn the passing of an old friend. Rather, we're here to toast a radio station that has been many things. You know, our babysitter, our jukebox, our guiding light, and at many times our only friend. So, let's do it. Let's pop the cork. I never was good at this. Here we are.
There we go.
Now let's raise the glasses high and just say farewell to Wacky Radio. Thank you.
W-A-K-Y, Louisville.
Memories
looks like a purple people eater to me.
Tequila.
You've got the all-new sound of beautiful 790 AM.